And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 25th of July, 2014. 1897, on this date, Jack London set off for the Klondike Gold Rush, along with 100,000 other men. He was 21 years old. He went with his brother-in-law up to the Yukon, got sick up there, developed scurvy, didn't make any money, but he was inspired by what he saw. He lived in Dawson City in a house owned by mining engineers who'd gone to Yale and Stanford, and he realized how poor his own education was, and he decided to get one and become a writer. He headed back the next summer, back to California, threw himself into writing, wrote a short story set in the dead of the Yukon winter. It was accepted by a magazine, and then more short stories about the Yukon gold rush. And in 1903, he wrote his novel about a dog named Buck, The Call of the Wild, and it made Jack London suddenly famous. It was on this day 200 years ago, 1814, Northern England, George Stephenson made the first successful demonstration of the steam locomotive. It pulled 8 wagons, 30 tons worth, about 4 miles an hour, up a hill. The locomotive was invented in England, but it had a greater impact in this country, where there was so much more wide-open space. And by 1840, the United States had 2,800 miles of railroad track. By 1872, 52,000. It was on this day, 1788, that Mozart entered into his catalog the completion of one of his most famous works, the Symphony No. 40 in G minor, sometimes called the Great G Minor Symphony. An infant daughter had died a few weeks before. The family had moved into a cheaper apartment. He was trying to get loans from his friends. But in that summer of 1788, he wrote his last 3 symphonies, 39 in E-flat, the G minor, and the Jupiter Symphony. It's not known for sure if he ever heard any of these symphonies performed. And it's the birthday of the saxophonist Johnny Hodges, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 1906, joined Duke Ellington in 1928 and was a mainstay of the ensemble until he died in 1970. Johnny Hodges' nickname was Rabbit. He got it from his love of lettuce and tomato sandwiches. Here's a poem for today by Terry Kirby Erickson, Ice Cream Truck. From blocks away, we heard the mechanical music. The ice cream truck chimed all over the neighborhood, calling to kids like the Pied Piper, as we darted into our houses, begging our parents for change to buy Nutty Buddies and banana popsicles, orange push-ups, and ice cream sandwiches. Once the truck stopped on our street, we swooped like seagulls around the open window so the ice cream man could take our money and hand out whatever treats we asked for, which were always better than we remembered from the last time his boxy, hand-painted truck rolled around, the cold, creamy confections freezing our tongues and sliding down our parched throats as fast as we could eat them, the taste of summer lingering just long enough to make us wish for more. Ice Cream Truck by Terry Kirby Erickson, from A Lake of Light and Clouds, published by Press 53 and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to, thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.